Masechtas Maisvis, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet. We learned earlier in Mishnah Aleph that just like cooking is kaveya for Maisvis, so too somebody that salts or pickles is also something that's kaveya, but if he only dips one at a time, it's not kaveya. Now, a briar is kaveya only after the Gemara Malacha. Regarding Shabbos, Machlik is Bavani Yishalmi, if it's kaveya only after Gemara Malacha. Regarding Bishal, the dinner is kaveya even by something that's not Negum Malachte. So the Mishnah says, an Utl Zesim and Amata in a place where they pile up the olives in order that they should become moist, warm, and give off some juices, some oil. Table echod b'melach v'oichol. You could dip one at a time into salt and eat it. And malach, two at a time, and that's in front of chayiv, because like mekach, the melach are equal at the akave, only if you have two together. So we learned earlier that this bishul's kaveh is because you're not going to put the breast back into the pile. Alpizeh, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the person was tamei and the matan was tor and he took from it zaysim, so he's chayiv since he's been tamei these zaysim that he took out of the matan that was tor, and it already become hochshel kabel tumah through the juices, the oil. So therefore, it's efshali for him to return it. Therefore, it's chayiv if you mafresh was a meister some of these olives that he took out because it's ready nigma malachto. Because you can't put it back into the matan. But if the matan is also tamei, so even though he took out 20 olives and he salted them, since he can return the olives to the matan, so it's leading from lachta, even if he salts them and they are a lot. Mishnah Dalet, similar to Shittas Rabbi Eliezer by Zesim, Mishnah Gimel also to Shittas Chachamim regarding grapes, as it says, Shesim alagas, place where they crush the grapes and he wants to drink wine before it falls into the pit. Shachla Shabbos, it's before this is one of the Yudchas Gzerus, it's mutter to drink arai only when Roshav Ruba is over the gas. When that goes, they can bring a keli towards him and drink chutz gas, because that's the way Ashtiyas Kavai is, and that would be chayav and shubas and maisis. Like Rashi writes himself to Shabbos Afid Aleph, that if he's going to take it out from the gas, he's not going to be able to pour back the leftover into the gas, therefore it's kaveya. There are those that explain that we're talking about the gas was in the house, and therefore he's allowed to drink only on the gas itself, because if he's going to take it out chutz gas, so it's like it's Ruba Pnei Bayis and it's Ukkul Maisis. And that's Shu Ben Al-Chav and Ben Al-Tzoyim, it's part of the Devar Meir. This drink, taking it out of the gas, is only an arai. Therefore, it's not kaveh, even if you pour it with warm water, where you're not going to pour back the rest, and there's no kaveh, it's because of bishul that, with a little water that's warm, with a lot of cold, there's no bishul at all. Even on Shabbos, you'll have to do such a thing when you do a lot at a time, because then even kadei klifa doesn't get cooked. But there's a Reb Tzedek Omer, Mechayev, he's gaza that maybe you take wine out of the gas. If you pour the hot water, hot water with wine, so it's hooked from his because he's not going to return it to the gas because it's going to ruin it. But if he poured it with cold, he could pour back the rest since he drinks from the other gas. It's not kaveya, and that's the halacha. The Rambam writes in the reason why that mazik b'chavon is chayiv is because the bishul is kaveya, like we said before, the bishul is kaveya and it's going to be malacha. Therefore, even malagas tosser. But the Gemara Shabbos says a different reason that b'chavon is chayiv because. I'm not going to pour the rest back. It's mashma, it's not because it's bishul. Mr. Rishon, he explains how the Rambam works with the Gemara because it obviously doesn't shtim in the pashtus with our lashon of the Gemara.